8:52, back with Rich and Logan in the morning, and we are joined now by the master of time filling. Northfield
vamp.
Northfield area chief, fire chief Tom Nelson. Good morning, chief.
Well,
how you
thanks
doing?
For letting. I was going to just drop in and do. I put on my calendar, drop in and see if Logan will record me. And what I wanted to talk about today was two things. You know, it's like, what do you get your mom? What do you get? All these things. We've had a lot of calls recently where it's back to the whole thing. Smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms. And those are the perfect thing if you're looking for something to bring with you to Christmas. Is, like I said, think of how old the house is that you're living in.
Yes.
If the house is more than 10 years old and the smoke alarms are the original ones, they need replacing. Mm. The warranty's over. Even on CO alarms, they will alarm after 10 years. Not at noon.
Yeah.
No. At 3 in the morning.
Yep.
And then you try to find the one because it beeps once. And so a couple things, questions that have come up before is, you know, there's so many things now with they have the 10-year battery life. I just bought for my house. I had to get them online, but they're interconnected, meaning they're hardwired in, but mm-hmm. they have the 10-year lithium ion.
Ooh.
Because the one that always dies is the one that's in the vaulted ceiling that you have to get the big ladder.
Right.
So a couple things I've had people call and ask about, hey, I got these a 10-year battery thing at Costco. Can I just change all mine? And my question is always, are the ones in your house now interconnected? If they're interconnected, they need to be replaced with ones that interconnect.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing, that if one goes off in the basement, they go off upstairs.
Yep.
So what I tell people is pull one down, look at the brand. There's various brands. First Alert, Kidde, a whole bunch of ones. Buy the same brand if they are hardwired in, because most of them, I took my ones down that were First Alert, and it's the same plug.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to call an electrician. You don't have to have, you know, go through all that thing. It's a real DIY thing that you can change your own smoke alarms.
So enlighten me. As a person who's never, you know, owned my own home or rented a home and had to change my own alarms, how would you know if they're hardwired in? Is it literally it's connected to the ceiling by a wire?
Yeah, the simplest thing is, yes, first of all, if the house is built any time after, let's say, the change of the millennium.
Okay.
So if it's anything more than, and it was even before then, but the simple thing is if it was made in 2000 beyond, there's one in every room, and there's one outside in the hallway. Mm-hmm. The one outside within 10 feet of every bedroom should be a combination smoke CO.
Mm-hmm.
In the bedrooms, they can be just smoke, but if they're interconnected, if you get a ladder and you just they're a half turn, they just mm-hmm. twist and drop down. If there's a wire, you'll know that it's interconnected. And so those are the ones. So if you're looking for something that would be great for mom or grandma or grandpa, or your own house, buy them and then say, oh, kids, that's what I do now is, oh, you're back for the holidays. Go get the ladder, will you? I want you to put these up. I even bought them. So, but do your research. To make it simple, get the same brand. If you need to, you can call an electrician or you can buy them mm-hmm. yourselves. But just make sure you look and buy the same thing. The dates on them, if you unscrew them and look, it'll say right on there, August 2001. Then you know, oh, this is way old.
Right.
So right now, anything over 2014, you're due to replace.
And there's at least one electrician in town who really, really, really understands smoke alarms, too.
Yes, he does.
Yes. But I've got a question.
That took me too long to get that.
Oh, joke. Sorry.
You do need a whiteboard in here for some. You know, we know Logan is young.
Yeah. Well, but he's still in any room in this office. He's still the smartest person in the room.
Well, yeah, yes. We know that. Yeah. I know the gene pool.
Exactly. So you said in a bedroom, they don't have to be combo smoke and CO. They just have to be smoke alarms. That actually kind of seems backwards to me.
It does. What think about it, though, is if there's a problem in the mechanical room
mm-hmm.
With the water heater, with the whatever, let's say, you know, whatever it is, the CO, it's to be between where you're vulnerable is where you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see COs in this CO detection in these offices, right? Because we're moving around.
Right.
It's where you sleep. So the CO detection is between where you sleep and the source.
Mm.
So unless you've got a wood-burning stove in your bedroom,
yes,
you'd need a CO detection there. So we go into apartments. Some of the old apartments still have a fireplace in them, mm-hmm. in some of these smaller ones. Well, you need CO detection even if the rest of the appliances in the house are electric.
Interesting.
So think about where the sources of CO are, mm-hmm. and those, you make sure they're between them. And that's the whole thing, is if you have one in the hall that's by three bedrooms, you're covered.
Okay. Okay. And especially if they're all interconnected, because when the CO goes off, everything else is going to go off too.
So, yeah, it's a perfect gift. It's the gift that nobody, they will thank you when they realize, oh, I guess it didn't go off in the middle of the night.
Right.
So, and you look like, oh, man, you're really looking out for mom. Right.
You care, man. You absolutely care. And there's that thing about, you know, mom, at 3 o'clock in the morning when mom's alarm goes off because it's old, it's not even the fact that she has to get up and at 3 o'clock in the morning figure out how to do it, but now the dog is agitated or whatever.
Well, and what drives me nuts is, and we've all had it happen, the ones that are interconnected, if one goes off, they all go off.
Yeah, and you don't.
And then they stop. So you're going around, and the game we play when we get called is we just start taking them down.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you have to isolate, and it's always like the fifth one, right?
Yep.
So eliminate all that and just say, just replace them all.
Well, it's very much like the light bulb in the old Christmas tree lights, right? It's the same thing. You just have to keep testing it to make sure it works.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I was driving around thinking, I thought, I'm going to stop in at KYMN and talk about this.
You know, you're always welcome.
And just so you know, I have, Marilyn told me of five different people last week that said, they heard you on the radio talking about propane with Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And somebody said, he should do it weekly. And I thought, oh, yeah. So if I'm driving around and I think about this stuff, I'm going to stop in. Yeah.
Well, you should.
Well, and I remember you to the reference the propane. The issue is you cannot have that stored in any sort of shed or garage or something. And I've seen people commenting on our page and the fire departments that they didn't know that was the code in Minnesota.
My brother called me the next day and said, you know, I never knew that. I took mine and I put it outside.
I got to tell you something, Tom. You and I have talked about storing propane in the garage, but I didn't realize it was code.
Well, and the other thing, too, that I didn't realize, and it was brought to my attention from the homeowner that had the fire, was our HOA says we can't store grills outside.
Oh.
So then there's education on our part to make sure that all the homeowner associations know the requirement, because, you know, they've gotten really good where they say, you can't have your grill, you can't be grilling out on your deck or on your, you know, those things, which are good. But what do you do when you're not grilling? And so I've looked online, and there's a lot of HOA boilerplate that says where your propane should be stored. So there are things that are bigger than just you as a homeowner, that there are other people involved. And so we'll have to educate some of the HOAs.
Right. Well, we appreciate that too, because some of those HOAs can get, some of those letters you get from an HOA, man, they can get nasty.
Well, they're people that really, really enjoy being on those HOA boards.
they've got that persnickety thing in their
I've been waiting to do this. So. Good. Well, I just wish everyone safe holidays, and we don't want to come to your home, and we certainly will if you call us and you have, you know, a problem with your CO or your smoke alarms. But let's nip it in the bud beforehand. Have the kids get the ladders out and change them for you. Even if you have them and say, oh, you're here, I have a couple things for you to do. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind.
And there is your moment of public safety zen from Northfield Area Fire
Tuesday,
Chief.
Tuesday, right?
Yes. Tuesday.
We all don't know what day it is.
Tuesday, December 10th.
Oh, boy.
Northfield Area Fire Chief Tom Nelson.